health lawyers, I'd like to ask you a little bit about Part 36. In broad terms, what are the consequences of turning down an offer made under Part 36 and then going on to recover less than, in this case, £50,000 trial?
Less than or equal to. So what it meant was that if... the explanation I would have given to Gordon Taylor, the explanation I gave to my clients in Malta, that I worked too long in the world of football, was to say that whilst you can't move the goalposts in litigation, you can move the goalposts. So that if there is a Part 36 offer of, say, £50,000, if you get £50,000 or less in trial, then you will end up having to pay the other side's costs, even though you won from 21 days out of the date, and your own costs. So the effect is that whilst you won £50,000, the cost of legal tests will triangular start from a small point broaden out, that the victory would be that you want to get £50,000 damages and get landed with a bill for £500,000, so the other side could take a great win.
Now, you told that the inquiry not long ago that if you received a Part 36 offer for £20,000 early on in the litigation, you were advised to incline to take it. You now get a Part 36 offer for £50,000, and your client didn't take it, did
you? No.
Why not?
They were too busy negotiating before they had time to reject offers.
When you say negotiating, do you mean offering you even more money?
Farrers were in a spin. The News of the World had been caught out the £50,000 which went up, and I mean, it just seems such a flurry of activity from them that culminated in a conversation between Jude and Mike and myself where they'd offered to have £50,000. He said, all right, you can have the figure that you asked for initially, £250,000. And I had a smile on my face over the telephone to say, no, that was before the case started. Now we've got this evidence. We can have the evidence. And they carried on negotiating.
Ultimately, the settlement figure was £425,000 for damages
plus costs. Now, the costs.
Can we come to the costs in a moment? Just before we go there, I'd like to ask you about a particular conversation that you mention at paragraph 25 of your witness statement, where you say that Mr. Pike had told you that you were negotiating with Murdoch. Did he tell you which Murdoch?
No, I had no idea which one. I thought he meant Rupert Murdoch. Because he only used a surname.
Can you remember when this conversation took place?
I can tell you the specific date, but around the time it was before the case had settled.
Perhaps when you return to give evidence, you'd be able to confirm exactly when you say the conversation took place. How sure are you that Mr. Pike used the words negotiating with Murdoch?
100% sure.
Do you mean a direct quote, negotiating with Murdoch, or something to that effect?
Sorry.
Are you saying that negotiating with Murdoch is a direct quote? It's in quotations in your witness.
Sorry. 100% sure that he made the comment with Murdoch, whether it was negotiating or dealing with Murdoch. He said, with Murdoch. We had that conversation. In hindsight, people are looking at it as though